It's the first national exhibition of its kind. It's called Indivisible, and it shows how African-American and Native American experiences have intertwined through history. The Smithsonian created this traveling exhibit, which is currently on display at the Museum Center at Five Points in Cleveland, Tennessee. Because of European colonization, African and Native American cultures have been brought together throughout history, intermingling, intermarrying, facing similar hardships, and sometimes clashing. Sam Ruhmschlag is curator of collections at the Museum Center, and he says the exhibit tells an important story.
It represents a story that most people have no idea exists from all facets of society. That includes African and Native Americans. Most of them who I've encountered have never just taken the time to stop and think about what happens when two marginalized groups, when their lives and experiences interconnect.
For example, civil rights. The exhibit comprises 24 banners hanging on panels and walls, banners that feature photos, interpretive text, artwork, and historical information. One of those banners discusses similarities between the civil rights movement in the 1960s and the Native rights movement that was also happening.
That's another movement that people often don't know about, or if they do, they don't think about. Native Americans had to struggle just as hard for recognition as sovereign tribes as African Americans had to struggle for civil rights during the 1960s. And so, for some tribes, the battle is still ongoing. There are some tribes which were early on during the colonization period, they're very powerful, very well known, but they became so reduced through time and attrition that some of them didn't achieve federal recognition as sovereign tribes until the 1980s or even more recently.
The exhibit also explores how slavery affected African and Native Americans. In some places, in some eras, both groups were enslaved. In other places, Native Americans were free, like Florida, where Seminoles helped African Americans escape slavery.
There were tribes that actively worked to harbor slaves that run away. They would accept them as into the tribe. They would accept them as members of the tribe.
But sometimes, Native and African Americans were at odds. Cherokees owned slaves, particularly their chief, John Ross.
I'd have to check to be 100% sure I gave you an accurate number, but I suspect the number was somewhere over 100. It was a very large number of slaves.
And that leads to something else noted in the exhibit, a modern controversy.
After the abolition of slavery in the Cherokee Nation, many former slaves were given Cherokee citizenship. In 2007, that was revoked for as many as 2,800 African Native Americans belonging to the Cherokee tribe because they didn't have enough Native American Cherokee blood under current law to qualify as tribal members, even though they and their ancestors had for well over a century been official members of the tribe. So that's an ongoing controversy. Many of them are still fighting to get their Cherokee citizenship reinstated.
The large, informative banners hanging on the Cleveland Museum Center's walls are the main part of this exhibit. Developed by the Smithsonian, they've traveled around the country and will go to a museum in Virginia next. But here in Cleveland, local artifacts have been temporarily added. The artifacts are part of the Museum Center's permanent collection, artifacts such as a poem, which an African slave who lived in the area hand-wrote in 1863. There are also objects from the segregation era, such as wooden theater seats from the Princess Theater in Cleveland.
We have a couple of seats from the balcony, which is where African and Native Americans were forced to sit, even though they paid the same ticket prices as white people when they visited the theater.
Museum Center staff have also added an interactive aspect to the exhibit. Cards are hanging on a wall where visitors can fill out information about their own genetic background. Large sheets of paper are on another wall where visitors can draw and write about their heritage. On one of these sheets of paper, someone has written, "I am biracial, Afro-American, and Indian, and white." And that relates to another important aspect of the Indivisible exhibit. This isn't only an exhibit about African and Native Americans as separate groups living in the past. It's about people living today, people who are descended from both groups. It celebrates the blended culture of such biracial people, and it reminds us of the challenges they face.
In many ways, it's a story of triumph. A lot of African Native Americans are gaining official tribal recognition through whatever tribes they've descended from and identify with. But in many ways, it's a story that continues to be written because there are still African Native Americans who are still fighting to gain the tribal recognition that they deserve as descendants from that tribe.
Indivisible: African Native American Lives in the Americas will be on display through July 3rd. More information is at museumcenter.org. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.